I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Did you ever hear it said that today's science is yesterday's magic? Magic that we now consider quite ordinary. Obvious things like telephones, computers, and airplanes would terrify our ancestors, but now they're so commonplace that we take them for granted. Remember how the Incas thought they'd seen a giant monster the first time they saw an armor-clad Spanish conquistador? They thought the man and the horse were all one magical creature. Today we call things we don't understand unidentified or paranormal. But eventually the unidentified becomes identified and the paranormal becomes normal. Because we human beings are such a naturally curious species that we have to investigate until we find an answer. Sometimes we discover that an idea is a hoax, a conspiracy theory, or simply not true. Or sometimes we continue to investigate, and through science and personal experience, something becomes accepted because we find it to be true and useful. Here's a personal experience of mine. Have you heard of orbs? These are balls of light floating through the air. Sometimes people see yellow, green, or blue ones, but in my case, they were translucent with intricate symmetrical designs. I first heard about orbs in Brazil. At a posada where I was staying, somebody told me to simply point a digital camera at the sky and take a picture, because the orbs usually weren't visible to the naked eye, but would show up in a photograph. All my photographs showed was a lovely Brazilian night sky. And the orb photos I found on the internet were not terribly convincing, so I forgot about the whole thing. Until one December night, when my roommates and I were having a very good time decorating our Christmas tree. I couldn't resist taking a photo of one brave person precariously standing on the arm of the living room couch, attempting to put a star on the top of our 12-foot tree. To my amazement, when I looked at the photograph, I saw little light balls of light against the background of my dark red living room wall. I couldn't see them with my naked eye, so I took a few more photographs, and sure enough, the orbs were there. After the party, I got in bed hoping that I might be able to photograph at least one orb against the olive green woodwork of my bedroom. I turned off the lights and aimed my camera. And sure enough, the photo showed a lovely 1-inch wide orb against the woodwork. The next day, I showed the orb photos to one of my roommates. He decided to search for orbs that he might have overlooked in his old photographs. And sure enough, he found a picture of his daughter and one of her friends at a birthday party. On the door behind them was an orb about a foot in diameter. Of course, now I wanted to look at all my old photographs, and to my surprise and delight, I found two very large orbs. One was in a photo taken at a big Thanksgiving dinner at my house. In a photo of my daughter and two of my very good friends was a foot-wide orb directly over my daughter's head. The second orb appeared in a photo of me between two of my good friends. This giant orb was front and center, directly across my heart. Seems like orbs, at least the white ones, like to hang around places where people are loving and happy. You probably think this is very strange, but this really happened to me. So get out your camera and try it. What are these orbs? Is this magic? Is there a scientific explanation? I have no idea. But like every other human being on this planet, I'm really curious. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.